Time to get a quick update now from Lee Jordan. Gee, it was a big week as far as Royal Ascot was concerned. It'll be interesting to see, from the results, what effect that has all had on Melbourne and the Spring Carnival heading towards later this year. Lee joins us now. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, great week last week, wasn't it? Had everything with Godolphin, I suppose, taking honours on the first day, and then probably a bit like Cheltenham Gold Fest, where Willie Mullins hadn't got on the scoreboard on the first day and everyone was riding them off. Coolmore hadn't got on the scoreboard, and then they sort of crawled, you know, clawed back, and you know, the owners' premiership actually went right down to the line with Coolmore and Godolphin both level pegging on wins, six apiece, but on a count back, Coolmore won. But that was fascinating, and obviously Ryan Moore dominating. But yeah, the 5 days had lots of drama.
So from our perspective, the Spring Carnival, who are the horses that we want to follow out of the meeting? What did you make of Cuey? First up, finished fourth over 4,400 metres, I think it was, since running in the Melbourne Cup. And I think the team's already said that he's a definite to come back out here.
Yeah, I think Godolphin was pleasing, as I said just before, but also, yeah, specifically, Cuey was a great run. I mean, that's his first run since being here, and over 4,400, geez, really, he's got stamina plus. So I think he is obviously perform well first up, and I you know, barring any injuries, etc., touch wood, I think you'd be seeing him back here. And I think the other Godolphin horse that performed well in the Prince of Wales was Scottish, who ran fifth. So that was his first run since the Spring Carnival as well, and it was obviously a red hot field with Highland Real winning the race. He was only beaten a couple of lengths, and their next target is to go to the Arlington Millions. I suppose from that, then they'll make a decision, you know, what do they target, Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate or whatever. So I think those two from Godolphin out of the carnival. They had a couple of other runners there, Rare Rhythm and Kid Madiva, that just keep an eye on. And obviously there's a lot of horses in the stable. So I'm hoping we'll see some of the ones we saw last year. Obviously, plus Francis of Assisi, he hasn't kicked off this year. And I'm sure they may have a couple more to add into the squad.
Do you think we're any chance of seeing a horse like Idaho from Aidan O'Brien's stable make it down under?
I think with Aidan, dealing with Aidan over the years, obviously he keeps his cards pretty close to his chest and whatever, and we'll, you know, it's probably early doors, but for me, he's a horse that handles fast. So, you know, he needs fast going, and full brother to Highland Real. It was a great win in the Hardwick Stakes, and you know, he'd be a great Caulfield Cup horse for mine. Deauville on the first day, running third in the Queen Anne. Again, he needs fast ground. You know, he could definitely be a horse that could come out. And you know, US Army Range has been a bit of an enigma, but look, he was in that same race as Cuey, and US Army Ranger ran third in front of Cuey, and maybe he's staying to, you know, staying to show a bit of form. Maybe he just needs a bit of time. You know, he could possibly be one for the Cup. So I'm hoping Aidan's sort of been down the last few years, so I'm hoping he'd come again. And I think you're right there. I think Idaho would be the pick out of those.
And we know Willie Mullins loves it down here. Thomas Hobson, he ran twice over the carnival. Is he going to come?
Well, he's a freak, Willie, isn't he? He wins on the first day, and then with Thomas Hobson, just, you know, brilliant, won by four or five lengths, and backs him up again in the Queen Alexandra on the final day, beaten by the old-timer Oriental Fox. I mean, he has to lift his rating, Thomas Hobson. He's got to get up in the weights and also qualify. So a race like the Lonsdale Cup that they've ran Max Dynamite in the past, I'd say he probably would be one of his targets. We talk about Max Dynamite. He's back in work, and I think they're looking at the Galway Hurdle, a race that he actually ran in along the way to the Melbourne Cup that year. So we still have to keep an eye on Max. And I think Willie just might have a couple of others up his sleeve too that you might see appear in the next couple of weeks. So just keep an eye on W. Mullins.
All right, we look forward to that. Now, the Sprinters have captured the imagination of most people here in Australia, and they've been linked to the Everest. I was speaking of Caravaggio and also the smart filly Lady Aurelia. Now, I believe that there's also invitations that have been sent out by Racing Victoria as well to the connections of Lady Aurelia?
Yeah, we obviously part of the Global Sprint Challenge, the Daly Classic run on the final day. Michael's part of that Global Sprint Challenge, so that the winners of the other leagues throughout the series obviously get invited. So Lady Aurelia winning the King's Stand gets an invite. look, the talk from her is that she'll probably come run back in the Nunthorpe in August over 1,000 metres and probably go back to the Breeders' Cup. I think they just want to keep her at 1,000 and go back there. The other winner in the Diamond Jubilee was the Tin Man, trained by James Fanshawe. Great story. Had to sort of survive a protest. But he's a great trainer. And the Tin Man, again, likes firm ground. I've had some feedback from them since we sent the invite, and they're very happy to receive it, and they'll sit down and consider things. I think they're probably looking at the next move, which would probably be the July Cup. So I suppose let's wait and see. July Cup's also another leg of the Global Sprint Challenge, so we'll wait and see there. And you mentioned Caravaggio. The Commonwealth Cup isn't a leg of the Global Sprint Challenge, but I know Coolmore have a slot in the Everest, and they're probably, you know, Caravaggio is obviously right up there. And if he did come down there, you know, it's obviously not a Group 1 race, the Everest, but I'd assume they'd be looking at trying to improve his, you know, improve his standing as a stallion. And the Daly Classic would be a logical race to go to after the Everest. So, so a bit of movement there as well.
Okay, and this weekend, another huge week of racing over in Europe. We've got the Irish Derby. And from a Melbourne Cup perspective, have we got any horses we should be following in Germany?
Yeah, and Michael, just one quick one before I get on to that is Bar Santi that ran second in the Hardwick. He's probably the horse to follow out of the whole carnival. Okay. Roger wanted to bring him last year, probably just a bit low in the weights. If you look at his form, he's had 14 starts. He's only been out of the placing once. Just watch him. But, this weekend's a big weekend, Irish Derby weekend. On the Saturday, there's a Group 2 race, the Hansa Prix in Germany, over 2,400, the Protectionist won last year, and used that race on the way through to winning the Melbourne Cup. There's a couple of horses in there, Guignol and Equitos, you should watch for. The Irish Derby, as we said, there's 12 left in the Irish Derby. Aiden's got 8 of them. Wings of Eagle, the Derby winners there. Andre Favre's got Worldgeist that ran second in the French Derby, and Cracksman for John Gosden running third in the Derby. But Aiden has 8 of the 12. Quite incredible. The Northumberland Plate's also on Saturday, over 3,300. It's a heritage race. Brian Ellison's come out and said that Seymour, one of the favourites, is the best horse he's ever trained. And we've seen Brian here before with Cart Diamond. He's no stranger. He'd love to come back. It's a big statement, so we'll wait and see what happens there. So big racing on Saturday, and also Sunday, watch out for the Group 1 Prix St. Cloud in France, over 2,400. It's a top-class race. A couple of horses to watch. Robin of Navan, trained by Ed Dunlop's brother Harry Dunlop, shown a bit of interest coming out here. Tiberian, trained by Alan Quartil in France, part owned by Darren Dance's syndicate, and a horse called Erupt that was interested last year. So that's a race on Sunday. And also back at the Curra, lots of racing at the Curra. The Group 3 Curra Cup over 2,800, a race that Bondi Beach won 2 years ago in Order of St. George runs second. So it always produces a horse probably for the carnival. And also on the same day, the Group 3 International 2000, the Grey Gatsby resumes for Dermot Weld. Sir Isaac Newton won this race last year. So, you know, plenty of racing on the weekend and plenty coming up over the next few weeks to watch out for.
Good on you, Lee. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, Michael.